Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. There's certain events that happen that you can remember exactly where you were, what was happening when you saw this event. And one of those things is the Shuttle Challenger disaster. Remember that? You could probably remember where you were. I mean, I was watching it on television. It was horrible. And it was preventable. You know, the crew and the engineers wanted a safe flight, but others in NASA felt pressure, political pressure. They wanted the flight without any further delays. Remember, it was a few delays? They said, we're going to go now. We're going to go. And the result was tragedy. 7 brave and gifted Americans were dead. The nation was in shock. And later inquiries revealed that NASA's staff sometimes worked at cross purposes with one another. Doing so led to a chain of events that led to the Challenger disaster. You see, results are never good when people work at cross purposes. Jesus knew what it was like to have his disciples work at cross purposes with him. Jesus was in communication with God through prayer, through worship, 24/7. He kept the lines open. He opened himself to God always. And Peter was heading at cross purposes with his master. And he told them that the revelation from God was that he would suffer and die, and 3 days later, God would raise him from the dead. But for Peter, the word Messiah and suffering and death didn't belong in the same sentence. He didn't say this is wrong. No, the Messiah was supposed to restore the nation of Israel to where it was when David and Solomon were king, and to cast out the Romans. It would be a kingdom from the Dead Sea to the Mediterranean Sea, from the Gulf of Aqaba to Egypt. This would be the nation that the Messiah would restore, and it would be powerful again, a power among the nations. And if there was any suffering to be done, the sufferings would be the Romans. The suffering would be the Gentiles. But the Israelites would have a powerful nation. That kind of thinking, I know what's best, without taking it to the Lord in prayer, without opening ourselves to God through worship, through reading Holy Scripture, through acts of love and care, to being open to God. Not holding back, but being open with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. When we don't do that, often we work at cross purposes. Get behind me, Satan! That's what Jesus said to Peter. Repentance, worship, prayer, almsgiving, forgiveness, the way of self-sacrifice, the way of humility, the way of faith and perseverance. These are the disciplines of Lent. These are meant to sensitize us to what is divine things, godly things, and not just human things. To make godly thoughts. To think only as people think, not as God thinks, always leads to trouble. I don't know if you know that in your life, but I found that in my life. When I was around 15, I was one of my jobs. In the summer, I worked to mow lawns and stuff like that. And also was a caddy at the Kinnesin Country Club in Elwood City. And I was caddy. In those days, it was 4 of us caddies, just 4 guys golfing, and we carried the golf bags. It was one of those hot days, the end of July. You know, it was humid. It was like 90 degrees. You look down the fairway, and it was like, you know, you could see the heat coming off of it. And one of the caddies was chewing mail pouch tobacco. He says, hey, Schenker, I said, yeah. He said, you want to chew? I said, no, I don't chew. He said, you chicken? I said, no, I'm not chicken. Have a chew. So I took a chew, start chewing the stuff. Oh, it was terrible. I swallowed some of it. And not only did I see the heat coming from the fairway, now the fairway started to spin. Luckily, the guy I was caddying for was in the rough. And I went behind a tree and I threw up. Oh, I was feeling terrible. And I finished the first nine holes, and luckily they took a break and they had a sandwich, and the caddies went to the caddy shack. So I drank a Coke and I felt better. But there are some things you just don't do. And my body educated me. You know, go with your gut. Go with God. Don't just give in to things, because you'll pay repercussions. There are consequences. And I found that out. In Lent, you see, we're free to say, okay, where have I followed God in my life? Where have I not followed God? And what happened when I didn't follow the way of God? And to be able to face in yourself, because we all have our dark side. We all have our sinful side. We all have our side that we don't want other people to know about, but God knows about. And to be able to open to that, because you got to realize how much God loves you. He wants you to heal you. He wants you to be whole. When I was, my first spiritual direction was in 1988, and I went to the Cenacle for a three-day retreat, and it was right on Fifth Avenue, right across from WQED, Cenacle Sisters in Pittsburgh, and Sister Judith was my spiritual director. And I couldn't, it was a silent retreat, and for me, that's tough. Couldn't talk. I could only talk with the spiritual director, or in our work, we had a communion service every day. And so I was with Sister Judith, and she was telling me, you know, Fred, how much God loves you. And I said, yeah, but Sister Judith, I have a dark side too, you know. She said, you know, Fred, God loves your dark side too. He loves all of you. God so loves you. And she said to repeat, God so loved the world, but instead of world, put in there, God so loved Fred. And to meditate on that. And I had tears in my eyes. Wow. God's grace is so much more than I thought. He even loves the sides I'm ashamed of. And the paradox is, when you know that, you can accept those parts of you, and those parts of you are starting to be healed. Rather than denying them, that energy is allowed to come forth, and there's a healing that can take place. It's powerful. The way of the cross, you see, doesn't lead around sin or death or the devil or those parts of you that you're ashamed of. No, the way of the cross leads through them. And that's not easy to accept that, to accept my sinfulness, to accept your sinfulness. It's not easy. So let's not be too hard on Peter. Peter didn't want to hear that, okay? He didn't want to hear his Messiah was going to suffer, because he's figuring, if I'm the disciple of this Messiah, then what he goes through, I might have to go through. But we still don't. We'd rather have our Savior come and make us feel good rather than calling us to be righteous with God and one another. We want our Savior to make us comfortable, rather than having a discipline of discipleship and trying to follow Jesus in the way of his love. We like to have, well, you know, anything goes. God loves me anyway. It doesn't matter. You know, it's like Woody Allen said, I sin, God forgives, great deal. No, it's not like that. It's a matter of discipline. In fact, the early church called Lent a time of ascesis. Ascesis comes from the word that the Greeks or the athletes would prepare, exercise, running, strength training, getting the right diet, you know, for the sport to be the best you can be. Well, this was for your soul, the ascesis of the soul. That's where you get the word ascetic, to strengthen. Lent's the time for that. About taking the way of least resistance is not the way of Lent. See, these are at cross purposes, you see. Taking it easy, just anything goes. These are cross purposes with the way of God in Christ. in the way of God in Christ, he wants the best for you and for those around you. And the way of God in Christ thinks is at cross purposes sometimes with the world's way, the world's way. That's why I love this proverb. In fact, this is my mother's funeral card. It was on the back of that. It's from Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. The way of God is healthy. It's good for you. You know, the Son of Man must go through great suffering and be rejected and killed, and on the third day, rise again. You see, that's part of our experience in Lent as we follow our Lord and we go through those things that life presents for us. And sometimes those things are wonderful and sometimes those things are horrible. But the way of the cross means you name it. You don't try to escape from it. You name it. But you know you never ever go into it by yourself. There's friends, there's family, and there's God who said, I am with you always to the end of the age. That's the promise he keeps. You see, that's the way of the cross. And it leads to purification, transformation, and unity with God, Christ in your life, right now, not just when you die. Yes, it can be tragic when people work at cross purposes with one another. But invert the word order from cross purposes to the purpose of the cross. The purpose of the cross. And life can move from tragic to tremendous. The purpose of the cross. To love that, a love that will never let you go. A hope that is indescribable. A faith that leads to a belief, to action that makes you healthy and those around you healthy. Can you claim this vision and this call at Lent? Can you live this way to be not at cross purposes with God, but the purpose of the cross? Can you? Do I hear yes?
Yes.
Yes, you can. You know why you can? Not because of willpower. Where's willpower gotten you with your New Year's resolutions? Mine, not too good. But because we have something else that we got at baptism, the Holy Spirit. When you call on the Holy Spirit, things change. God wants that for you. Yes, we can. We all have the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we all have our challenger moments, and we don't like them. And they're scary, and they hurt, and it brings tears. And tragic moments in our lives. But never forget, even here, and especially here, God is with us, caring for us, loving for us, and helping us go through our Good Fridays. But as we go through our Good Fridays, never forget what comes next. And the peace of God that passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.